All right, we're having another go here. Let's see whether we can find Damien. Damien, good morning.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Ah, very good. Excellent, thank you. Now, Rama just mentioned that... Rama, you tell the story. You're a former teammate of his.
Well, hello, mate. How are you first?
Hey, Rama. How are you, mate?
I reckon after that Anzac Day game in 2003 when you kicked five, you then went on to design a football boot called the DC-13s.
Correct. I had my own boot made. Yes, correct.
So tell us, what are you doing now? Now, I'm going to get you to pronounce exactly the team you are playing for, just out of Shepparton. But you're kicking a lot of goals.
I've had a reasonably productive season. The club playing coach for is Gary. Locals call it Jeet, which is much easier to pronounce for people who have never heard of it. I've taken the playing coaching role this year, and I'm enjoying myself, and hopefully we can sneak into the finals.
So Coops, you've travelled around to a lot of different clubs since you've finished up at the AFL. Now you're 13 short of 100 goals, so hopefully that comes for you, but In regards to all the local football that you've played over the years, how many goals do you think you've kicked in that journey?
1,237, I think.
How much? 1,237?
1,237.
In how many seasons are we talking?
The stats say since I left the system. So from South Adelaide to... My first club after leaving Essendon, South Adelaide, to now, over a period of a lot of years,
Not that you're counting or anything like that.
play HQ. There you go.
So, Coops, when you left Essendon, like you said, you've travelled around a fair bit, but did you ever expect that you would be a coach?
No, I didn't, mate. My first coaching gig was... when I came back from Darwin, playing in the NCFL, at Rumbawara in the Murray Footy League, up there, and we had some success straight away. My first year of coach, I thought it was just going to coaching's an easy caper, winning a flag in your first year, but it's definitely not the case. But my regret is not coaching sooner, because I really, really loved it, and obviously through my experiences and what we've all had. You just draw on from your experience and pass it on to the young guys, and it's just I just get a lot of joy out of seeing guys sort of take that information and becoming better players in the art of coaching.
Now, when you came to Essendon, you had a real breakout year in that 2003 season, but after that, your knees started to play up fairly significantly, and you just couldn't get out on the park consistently. Yeah. How are the knees now?
Fine, mate. Yeah, it was. I had a severe bout of patellar tendonitis, Rama, and actually had the patellar tendon debridement, which is they scrape your tendon clean, and that was hampering me throughout the 2004 season.
Yeah,
I believe, and I was on and off, couldn't get right, and obviously the late Doc Reed just said that you need to get this done, and he'll be Kerry Ripe, you're going to miss a bit of time, but it was the best thing that that I did.
So all the success that you've had at local level over recent years, do you look back on your career at times and think, what if? Because I thought you were going to be an absolute star. You know, your partnership with Lloydie was going from strength to strength, but was it more the body didn't allow you or the mind didn't allow you?
A little bit of both, mate. Probably looking back on it now, and I've said it, I've made a comment before, just you always, looking back, it's always better in hindsight, but mate, I could have worked a lot harder. I could have done things that I needed to do to let my talent flourish, and I certainly expect to be at least 150 plus 200 gamer. That was my... That's how I perceived my career should be and wasn't to be. But I'm grateful for the experience, and I still end up playing 50 odd games. And I was bitter for a very long time afterwards. But yeah, through that, all good.
So you've got 87 goals as it currently stands for Gagari this year. How many games have you played?
14. Yeah, just played through COVID.
And you're playing the bottom team this this week. Can you do you reckon you'll get the 13 required to get to the 100?
Yeah, well, last week we played on the bottom sides, and I think the boys started feeding me late in the game. They sort of got a bit of a sense that I was getting close. So, look, first and foremost, I want to get the win, break a 20-year drought of not playing finals. Yeah. That'd be lovely. And then if I could top it off as well, that'd also be nice.
So you're just a bear in the square. You just sit there and just call for it long. How do you get most of your goals?
I certainly demand the footy. we structure up that I've got enough supply, so I try and take my opportunities when they arrive.
Now, Coops, I'm very interested in your training regime, because it's fair to say that you may have put on a kilo or two since your playing days. How often are you training?
By the looks of it, apart from eating furniture. I've probably backed off on the training regime probably the last 5-6 years, which has really allowed me to get on the park, to be honest. I do a lot more coaching than training. Yeah.
So how long, well, let's break this down in two parts, Coops. Do you see yourself continuing to play football? Because you're nearing 40 now, I imagine.
I'm 40, mate.
Oh, there you go. You're 40. But do you want to continue to coach? Do you love that? Do you love the coaching environment? You mentioned, you know, you love giving and helping those younger players. Do you see yourself continuing to do it into the future?
I'd like to, mate. Yeah, I'd like to. Going forward, if there's an opportunity to be maybe getting involved at TAC Cup level or something like that to further my coaching and go into that direction, I'd love to do that. At that local, at junior elite level. We'll obviously see where this goes. I've contracted Gary for next year, so we'll see how that plays out. But I'd love to, mate. Yeah, definitely.
What about playing? I mean, obviously you've kicked plenty of goals this year. Do you still love it as much as you did?
Oh, you can't be playing footy at 40 and not love it, yeah. But, the body is starting to sort of tap me on the shoulder a little bit. So, last sort of couple of years, I'll just sort of assess and see how I'm travelling. But, if I'm feeling okay, then maybe I might even just change things up and do, like, out of the 16 games, like our season is played, maybe half or something like that. But certainly getting to the finish line very quickly, yeah.
And Coops, what about local football in general? Because, like I mentioned earlier, you've been to a few clubs over the journey. How do you see local football in Victoria at the moment?
I'm not sure about I've been around metropolitan footy for a long time, but in terms of country footy, it's I've said it before, it's sort of dying slow, yeah, to be honest, right? Numbers are dwindling across the board. It's I've had many sides in the Tyrone District Footy League this year that have forfeited. There's half the competition have no thirds. So, and I think that's, footy around the country side of things, it's hasn't been great, not like it was 10 years ago. So,
what's the answer to that?
I'm not sure, mate. Everyone's sort of using COVID as a thing, but like it's been on the it's been on the lower end for a couple of years in terms of, especially with the farming communities. There's not as many farms anymore and families around these clubs like Gary, and there's not a lot of locals where clubs are struggling to recruit players and going and not having a big population and trying to get players from the same sort of pie. It's really hard. And more so for the remote areas. Gary's not even that remote, but going up towards sort of the clubs in that Golden Rivers League and all that, like, they just can't get anyone. So
don't know about that. Yeah, so Damien, Gagari's not far away from Shepparton. How many people would you get to a game on a Saturday?
We're actually one of the better supported teams in the league, so I think we do about, I don't know, two and a half, $3,000 on the gate most home games.
Okay.
So maybe between 500 and 1,000.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
And how many will run out if you get them on Saturday?
We're away at Longwood, so it would have been nice if play against Cam Rooney, but I think he played a couple of weeks ago for Longwood.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not sure what the turnout will be, but there'll be a few of our guys, our mob over there, who with the potential finals berth.
Very good. Look, it's been great to catch up with you. Do you still play cricket? Because you were a very good cricketer as a younger man as well.
Been playing cricket. I don't plan on stopping playing cricket for a while. Because you can do that at 40. Cricket you can play till you're 45, 46, and no one thinks anything of it. But playing up in the Murray Valley Cricket Association for Canamatite.
Well, Coops, I reckon if you know how many goals you've kicked, I reckon you know how many runs you've made then through the journey as well.
Cricket's a stats game, Rano, you know that. it's all up on my cricket, but I don't exactly recall how many runs we could talk about.
Give me a round figure.
Oh, it's around about 4,500, I think, runs all up.
Not bad. Probably not near 9,000, but that's not bad. Not bad. Damien, thanks very much for your time, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, good luck. Hopefully, mate.
Not only can you get your 13, but you can get Gagari into the final series.
Good on you, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks.